Drug addiction treatment is a leading industry in Palm Beach County and has given rise to a regional secondary enterprise, sober houses, where a lot of addicts choose to go right after detox. Mark Fontaine, director of the Florida Alcohol and Drug Abuse Association, says sober houses have an important role in recovery.
The key is a drug-free and alcohol-free environment and people living together, supporting each other in their recovery.
But sober houses have been completely unregulated. Anybody can open one. And that's why there are, for instance, 225 sober houses within 16 miles of the center of Delray Beach. Local officials have told legislators the residents have been subject to abuse and exploitation, and neighbors have complained about the noise and the nuisances. The House Healthy Families Committee has just approved a bill filed by Boca Raton Republican Bill Hager. It allows sober houses and their operators to seek voluntary certification from the state. It is voluntary, but no treatment agency could refer a recovery addict to a sober house without it. And Hager says certification will deal with the neighborhood issues too.
A sober home and the operators have to show that they're committed to being good neighbors, that they're committed to a code of ethics, that they're essentially committed to running a competent, well-disciplined, well-governed sober home.
I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.